It was probably 30 seconds.
Yeah. It was 17 seconds.
You have no concept of time.
Well, I never read a brief history.
Mind.
As a lover of scientists and the stars, I know exactly how much time has passed.
Yeah, I was pissed because I thought that book was all going to be about like rollies, you know, clocks, watches, timepieces, Robin jeans. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about Escalades.
22-inch rims.
Yeah, wood grain dashboard.
What is that about? Just the Big Bang or some shit?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It's like pop science cosmology, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. The guy fucked from the chair.
He did.
Yeah.
But well, he's being kept alive by pornography for the last like 30 years.
he cheated on his wife, right?
With his nurse.
With his nurse, yeah.
Which is cool. More impressive than knowing dumb gay shit about science.
Yeah, that's a Dana Gould bit.
What is this? Like,
he's like, I don't know. Dana Gould is like the best at like setting things up, like he's going to make some real point,
just a retarded punchline. Yeah. Like the fucking Black Dahlia joke.
He's like, I'm amazed by like the ability of the human will. Take Professor Stephen Hawking, for example. Here's a man who cannot speak, who cannot walk with his own, power, or whatever, and he still managed to find a way to cheat on his wife.
Yeah, I mean, that is incredible.
Yeah.
He looked so fucked up.
It's one of the most amazing
things. Imagine jerking off his weird little limp-ass dick and looking at his fucked up jaw.
Can we please get you a wheelchair?
That is the next frontier, dude. Loss of my fucking legs. Toothless.
You're going to be a Wall-E guy by the end of your life.
No, I won't.
Little Dom DeLuise hat, wheelchair.
No, my haunches are too powerful for that. I can't lose my lower body.
Haunches.
I do have them.
I think Dasha was saying to me the other day how much she does not like when you call your legs haunches.
I have powerful haunches. I can't do anything about that. If she doesn't like the truth, what do you want from me?
Haunches.
They are haunches.
Sounds disgusting.
No, it doesn't. It sounds powerful.
They are disgusting.
Yeah, they're not disgusting. They're muscular. They're fucking the basis for a great man. They're the foundation that a titan walks upon.
I'd like to see you going at a tackle dummy, like a
fuck it up
combine kind of scenario.
Fuck it up, dude. You're talking to Baltimore Polytechnic Institute's starting nose tackle, okay, in 2006.
What are those things where it's like you push them and they go? Are those tackle dummies?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't fucking know, dude. But listen, I'll fuck anybody up. You know, try to get me between me and that quarterback. You got another thing coming, pal. You know what I mean?
You know, nose tackle, I thought, was... that's like the... You go against the center on defense.
Yep.
Okay. That's cool.
Right. All right. Where are we at? 30 minutes?
Should we take a break?
No. Yeah, we're not taking a break. We're just going to go right into it, folks. Haunches. Disgusting word. But something that's very easy to cover up with a beautiful set of fucking underinos. From MacWeldon.com, the home of underwear for large men, small men, men of any size, men of any race.
Very few brands of underwear can cover my powerful lower body as beautifully as MacWeldon.
Yeah, and they're better than whatever you're wearing right now. So go ahead and throw away your underwear. Just take a shit in them before you know, why not? Shit them up. Turn them into diapers.
Yep.
Get yourself a pair of MacWeldon underwear. And we're back with our guest, Pat Buchanan, and we're talking about... day laborers getting raped. How do you feel about that?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
Thank you.
Sure. That sounds like someone other than you. Yeah. That's the first step to doing impressions.
It's good to do that. It's good.
I got a couple that I'm about to debut.
It's me, Pat Buchanan. I am Pat Buchanan.
That's cool. Nixon, right?
Nixon, yeah.
You did Nixon? Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool to like Nixon now, right?
No.
I think it's starting to be cool.
That guy sucks
dick. You don't realize that other people don't spend all day long worrying about what opinions are cool or not cool to have.
What are you talking about? You don't read Pitchfork?
Yeah. Fuck. Are we supposed to like Nixon today?
No.
People who don't live in Brooklyn.
Thinking about Nixon?
Yeah. People who don't live in Brooklyn and aren't ironically wearing Crocs with socks around the house.
These are house shoes.
No, they're Crocs that you put on with wool socks. And you thought, oh, Nick and Stav are going to love this.
I wasn't wearing them for you.
They look stupid.
Of course you're doing it for me.
For
you're wearing them for us. You're going to take a nice stroll over to Prospect Park in cool Brooklyn with your Nixon shirt on. You know, eating fucking hot fire Funyuns or whatever snack you don't even like.
What else is cool nowadays, Adam?
Yeah. Playing Fortnite because you heard black kids play it.
Yep, that's true.
Fortnite. It is fun. I just suck at it.
What, I don't even know what Fortnite is.
You play like...
I'm the only member of the gaming community.
You like arrive in this little world and then you have to collect weapons and like... shields and stuff, and then the world gets smaller and smaller until you're the last person left.
That sounds a lot like my regular life.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
You have to kill everyone.
Everything becomes a prison.
Yeah, but apparently a lot of, you know, NBA players and black teenagers like it, so...
It's fun. I've never been good at shooting games.
Yeah, I've just got the little headset on. Do you guys like Richard Nixon?
They did. They said yes.
It's pretty cool how he went. He was probably the only one that could go to China.
Yeah.
Because it, like, you know... And then they're like, yeah, that's true.
He also passed all of our environmental laws.
Really? Yeah.
Yep.
He was a Quaker.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah,
my man eating oatmeal up in his bed. Yeah.
He was the only president from Cali.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Reagan's from Cali.
Reagan was from Illinois.
No, but
he was governor of California.
Yeah, but that counts.
Yeah, but he didn't grow up in California. No, but not like Nixon, dude.
You're right.
Not like Nixon.
Chill Cali vibes.
Yep.
Just eating a fucking chilling,
grindage. What's that? Like? Someone tweeted a screen cap of it. That line from Encino Man at the end, like, was it Christian? It was like the emotional part of Encino Man where he's like, yeah, life isn't just about chilling, grindage, or nugs chilling and grindage.
I don't know, man.
I can't think about Encino Man or Biodome without thinking about that story about Pauly Shore nutting on the couch at the Ritz Carlton and refusing to clean it up, so they had to throw the couch out.
I want to get on Raya. You know,
I'm trying. I'm trying to get on Gaia. You know what I'm talking about?
Gaia.
Get back.
Just me, so. Gaia.
Gaia online.
Yeah.
No, not.
Maybe you said it in person.
Not a Gaia like Gaia the.
Oh, like
Gaia. Gaia was like some MMO.
The eternal life force.
I actually have no idea what Gaia is. I just 10 years ago used to make jokes about people who were on Gaia.
What is
Gaia?
It?
It was like a free like a free MMO or some shit that people would play or something.
Massive multiplayer.
It was like MapleStory. MapleStory was another thing. It was like
I don't know what that is.
A free MMORPG that people would play.
Is that like World of Warcraft?
Something like that, but even gayer. I know. Yeah.
That's really gay.
Yeah. Like a tiny person that goes around like collecting apples that fall off trees or whatever.
Okay, that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
sounds kind of like, you know, calming and soothing.
Yeah. What's his name again? Ray what? Charles?
Ray Charles.
Yeah.
I thought for a second you meant Ray Romano.
Yeah, I did.
All right, let me feel your wrist.
That's
a terrible Ray Romano.
That's my Ray Romano.
Debra.
Yeah.
Debra.
Why are your pussy so tight? Everybody loves me. I'm Raven. It's like people don't love us. I'm gay.
But he does have that, you know, throat thing.
No, he doesn't. I sound completely normal. Maybe you sound stupid, but not me.
Can you do Brad Garrett?
Hey, this is me, Brad Garrett.
Dude, that's a great one, the Sykes impression you're doing right now.
How many of y'all like Pat Buchanan?
I am Pat Buchanan.
Now, let me ask you this. This is a question for the audience, mostly. Am I allowed to use the N-word if I'm doing it in my voice? I feel like it's so far away from my regular voice that if I use the N-word, it's like I didn't even say it. I'm a total hand to God, this is the most tempting I've ever been in my life.
Do it.
Say it.
So many people are hoping you say it.
Say it. It's the real Miwad. It's not Nick.
Yeah, I won't do it.
Nick's gone, actually, guys. Nick alive.
Using that defense in court.
Dude, I love
it. Nick left, and Miwad walked through the door and picked up the microphone. Your Honor.
What one of you doing is Marge Simpson.
Yeah, she gets the pass, dude. She has the hood pass. I love
Lenny
that
really
we
pissed her off. That episode where Lenny pissed her off.
I mean, Carl.
Yeah.
I love that we're
Bart. You'll always be my special little guy, and I love you. But right now, you're acting like a complete.
Oh, fuck. Oh, stop. You're pulling your shirt down?
Yeah, you know.
Dude, we're back on the couch. We've been recording at a table in real chairs. Now that we're back on the couch.
Sitting in a lap of real dolls.
Stop shirt. You just look like Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, dude. I got that little half shirt.
How about beat wad, you know?
He's like, I love jacking off. My dick hurts when I don't jack it off. That's why I do it every day.
Because Felix can do master shake.
He can?
I'm gay.
Yeah, no way. Not even close. Not even close.
Fuck off, Frylock.
Not even close.
I'm pretty close.
It's a good show. That
suck my awkward penis. Scene.
Yeah, it was cool 15 years ago. Yeah. You could be like, well, what's your pitch for the show? It's like, okay. We just smoke way too much weed. And then the animation studio has to make the things that we say.
Fuck.
Is that still on TV?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, suck that episode where Master Shake realizes that the happy birthday song is copyrighted, so he makes a new birthday song.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
Zach Wilde and Geddy Lee.
Oh, yeah! That shit ruled, dude.
From hell,
yeah. Damn, Zach Wilde is such a good pull. Ozzy Osbourne's late in career.
You see that video, Zach Wilde, where he's on stage and he's like, and fuck Fred Durst and fuck all that wigger bullshit.
Yeah! Hell yes!
We know what you mean, Zach! Yeah. We know what you want to say!
Man, that boy Zach Wilde, dude. That boy Wilde.
Zach's wilding out. Mm-hmm. They should have Zach's wilding out. Mm-hmm. Where he's screaming at Nick Cannon for doing all that wigger bullshit.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I don't have any problem with black people when they act like fucking wiggers. I only dislike black people that act like wiggers.
There's two types of black people.
What a fucking awesome.
There's black folks. There's black folks, and then there's the wiggers. And the wiggers are coming through and ruining everything for all the normal black folks.
Fuck, dude. That's awesome.